Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New York forces Christian businesses to close. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, just when you think all the COVID cases are over, they're not, because we still have one that is, we're waiting for a decision from the Supreme Court, the Doe's case, and these New York healthcare workers that were fired because they refused the COVID shot.
Yeah, this goes back to 2021, so the residual of what happened under Kathy Hochul, the governor, and her cabinet continues to affect healthcare workers. And in fact, the case that I want to focus on is one of our clients. This is Doe's versus Hochul, but it also includes other healthcare providers as well. What happened to set this case up is Governor Hochul and her administration wanted to get 100% of all the healthcare workers with the COVID shot, 100%. And so in order to do that, they created this mandate for all these healthcare employers so that they would be forced to get 100% of their employees with the COVID shot. Now, how are they going to do that with regards to an employee that wants to have a religious accommodation? Because under Title VII, the federal law allows an employee to raise their own religious objection to an employment decision or practice that's adverse to their religious beliefs, i.e. the COVID shot. They can say, I have a religious objection to the COVID shot. I need to be or want to be accommodated. And then the employer needs to consider possible options for accommodating that individual. Well, they obviously had been accommodating these employees. And in fact, one of our employees had been exempted from all shots for 10 years and also got the exemption from the COVID shot. And that person is a remote worker. So obviously the accommodation in that particular case would be easy. But what the governor did is tell the employers they must get 100% of their employees with the COVID shot. They cannot consider any religious accommodation request. They must deny all of them. And if they do not abide by this mandate, if they grant even one religious accommodation request, even for example, this remote worker who already had an accommodation, if they grant even one, that employer will be fined daily $1,000 mm-hmm. per employee per day. And they will also lose their business license, so they'll have to shut down their operation.
They forced them. This was not anything about accommodating anyone. They forced him. Do you remember when Governor Hochul went to that church and she said, everyone should worship me? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. And that's not an exaggeration.
No, she actually did that.
It's almost like you would be saying something hyperbole.
Right, like, but I am the God, and you will worship me.
She actually said that. We've listened to her.
Yeah, and I will make you do
this.
And
she was talking to pastors, too.
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable. This is Governor Hochul. And so she literally forced the healthcare workers to violate federal law. And if they did not violate federal law by refusing to even consider any religious accommodation request, then they would be fined daily $1,000 for every one of their employees, and they would lose their business license.
They were forced. Yep.
One of these particular clients that we represent is Pinecrest Home for Adults. And Pinecrest had been in business for 50 years. It provided round-the-clock skilled medical care to the patients in their Christian nursing home. The patients and staff alike chose Pinecrest specifically for its Christian environment, and they became like family, daily serving and worshiping the Lord together. So now this particular Christian home that had been in operation for 5 decades is faced with this mandate. You need to force all of your Christian employees to get the COVID shot, even though they object. And if you don't, then you'll be fined daily $1,000 per day for every one of your employees. And then you'll also lose your business license. So the owner, Peter, he's a faithful Christian. He ran the small senior living center in New York. He was told that his staff must violate their religious convictions or lose their jobs and business license. So despite clear federal law in Title VII, Governor Hochul ordered the employers like Pinecrest to deny all the religious exemptions. So Peter and the Pinecrest board met to deliberate what their next actions are. In addition to being part of our lawsuit that we have been litigating since 2021, they said they're going to not force their employees to violate their Christian convictions. So good for them. They're not going to force them to violate their Christian convictions. This is like family. Mm-hmm. It's like forcing a family member to violate their Christian convictions. We're not going to do that.
Especially if these are seniors. You don't want to be forcing them with the COVID shots.
Yeah, and they didn't want to take an untested, abortion-linked, and now proven dangerous shot. So this action, however, would be one that would result in a $1,000 per day fine for every one of their employees, and they would lose their business license. And so Pinecrest, this faithful place that had been in existence for 50 years, serving those that are needy, that needed a place to stay, Pinecrest had to close its doors. It closed the nursing home and then had to scramble to help families find places for the elderly patients and grandparents to live. Many of the patients were memory care patients, which made moving them even more tragic and difficult.
You know, as horrendous as this whole COVID catastrophe was, I pray, and I think it was a great wake-up call for a lot of people. I mean, you saw governors like Hochul, Janet Mills in Maine, who think that they are above the law. You see how they really act, and this was a great, you know, wake-up call, because if people don't learn with this, then they'll do something even more horrendous next time.
Yeah, and Hochul hasn't learned the lesson. So the lower court, the trial court, ruled for New York. And the Court of Appeals, I argued the case at the Court of Appeals, ruled for New York. And they acknowledged. And the argument from the employers was that if the employers actually followed federal law, then it would be an undue hardship on them, because the consequences would be they would lose their business license.
But whenever has a law forced people to take a medical procedure? When?
Well, it's crazy, because Title VII requires the employers to accommodate a person's sincerely held religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. They need to explore avenues of reasonable accommodation. The only time that they can't, or they can say we can't accommodate your religious belief, is if they have concrete evidence that doing so would result in an undue hardship. Now, take the situation of the individual who had an exemption for 10 years from all shots because of his religious beliefs, had an exemption from the COVID shot specifically, and was a remote worker. How do you justify the fact that you've accommodated that person for 10 years, you accommodated the person for COVID, and the person is a remote worker, so the person doesn't even come into the office, works at home? How can you justify that now you have to revoke that accommodation and force them to get the shot? You've already proved that you are able to accommodate them. But the problem is actually accommodating that person, which is very easy to do, you've already done it, now would run up against this new mandate that by doing so, you violate this mandate and therefore you'll lose your business license. Well, the real issue is not whether that's an undue hardship. The real issue is whether a state can override guaranteed federal rights under federal law. And in this case, Title VII is the floor. It's the baseline. It provides employees the right to not be discriminated against in the workplace based upon their religion, based upon their Christian faith or their value, their religious beliefs. And you can't take that away. The state can grant more rights. They can grant more protection to employees in the workplace based on religion if they want to. But they can't take away a right that's already granted. And that's what the state did. So it should have been a no-brainer for the lower courts to rule against these employers that chose to follow the lower law, which is the mandate of the state that tried to undermine the clear federal law under Title VII.
Right. But you look at these tyrannical governors like Hochul, and then you just keep following the dotted lines all the way. Big Pharma wanted their money from their COVID shots. It wasn't a matter of your religious accommodation. It was a matter of we want more shots and people to make more money.
Yeah. So this case is pending before the United States Supreme Court. The Supreme Court just Friday conferenced on this case for the seventh time. So they're obviously interested in this case. Pray that the court does the right thing, rules in favor of federal law, these employees, and especially the employer that had to close down as well. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. The website again, lc.org.